Let me just read a little bit what Geshe-la says. He says, what is enlightenment? Enlightenment, so we say light, enlightenment. What is light? What light? He says, enlightenment is not external light, it's inner light, the nature of omniscient wisdom. Our ignorance is an inner darkness that obscures our understanding of the ultimate truth of phenomena or reality. Because this inner darkness is so powerful, where we live, our enjoyments, food, drink, clothes, friends, and all other objects and necessary conditions, as well as our bodies and minds, are polluted by this inner darkness. Because of this inner darkness, all our environments, enjoyments, body and mind are contaminated phenomena, and their nature is impurity and suffering. Didn't we understand that the world we live in and the environment that we experience and so forth is a reflection of our mind? If our mind is contaminated, if there's impurity in our mind, we see only and we experience only an impure world. And for as long as we experience an impure world, we will never find happiness. So where does this, all the impurity in our life come? It comes from the darkness of ignorance. We have the potential for the omniscient wisdom, the light of wisdom in our mind, but it's covered by the darkness of ignorance. Buddha Maitreya said, you know, our potential to attain enlightenment is like buried treasure. How do you get buried treasure? You just dig it up, it's there. You don't have to invent the treasure. You just have to remove what's in the way, what's obstructing you getting to it. We don't have to invent a pure mind. The real nature of our mind, our root mind, is pure, clear, peaceful. But it's covered with all kinds of mental nonsense, mental junk at the moment. And because of that, we cannot experience that purity, that clarity, that peace. We don't have to invent the gold, the treasure, it's there. You know, imagine somebody living on land, and beneath that land is buried some treasure. They don't know it's there, and they think they're poor. Then somebody comes along and says, look, dig up the ground, look, all this treasure belongs to you. And suddenly they're rich. Well, they were always rich, weren't they? What do you think? They were always rich, they just didn't think they were. They didn't know it. I think we have to think like that. In our heart is this treasure, precious treasure of our root mind, which when it's uncovered, when we clear away all of, we want to say, the delusions and the imprints of the delusions that obstruct our mind, then what comes, what's there, is a pure, uncontaminated mind, a mind that abides always in peace, bliss, joy, happiness. So there's never any reason to feel discouraged. There's never any reason to feel the spiritual equivalent of poor. We're not poor. We own treasure. We have the most precious treasure. Maybe we don't know it, or maybe we haven't dug it up yet. So Geshe-la says, however, if we engage in spiritual paths, such as those mentioned in Lam Rim teachings, we can destroy this inner darkness of ignorance. The realizations of Lam Rim meditations, which Atisha gave us, are all spiritual paths to enlightenment. By engaging in these spiritual paths, we will gain a good heart, such as great compassion and bodhicitta, and we will definitely gain the wisdom that realizes ultimate truth directly, deep wisdom, wisdom in this root mind. By further improving these two, the good heart or bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness, eventually our inner darkness will completely disappear together with its imprint. Just this, just following these meditations, the core meditations of Kadam Dharma Lamrim, gradually, all this rubbish is removed, then what? Listen what Geshe says. He says, nothing will be left except the inner light of omniscient wisdom. And once we remove the delusions and their imprints from our mind, nothing will be left except the inner light of omniscient wisdom. Our mind and body will become inner light, the nature of omniscient wisdom and great bliss. Our environments, enjoyments, and everything we perceive will become inner light, the nature of omniscient wisdom and great bliss. We will experience only wisdom and bliss. This is enlightenment. This is our ultimate happiness. When we attain this enlightenment, we will experience wisdom and bliss day and night, in life after life, without ceasing. When by completely developing great compassion and wisdom, realizing emptiness, we destroy the inner darkness of ignorance together with its imprints, all contaminated environments, enjoyments, bodies and minds will also disappear, like a candle flame being extinguished. All the ordinary rubbish that we experience right now will realize. Is this a hallucination of the mind of ignorance? When the clear mind of wisdom shines, that stuff isn't there anymore. What is left is only the inner wisdom light. What is left is only the inner wisdom light of bliss. Everything is bliss. When we experience this day and night, for the whole of our life and for life after this, after life, this is enlightenment. But this is our potential. We could be there right now with this beautiful, clear, peaceful mind experiencing bliss. Everything we see, touch, feel, engage in is peaceful, is blissful. How do we do that? How do we accomplish that? So if you think, if we use the analogy of Atisha, or what Geshe is saying here, he's saying that our mind is like covered by darkness. The light of our wisdom is covered by darkness. So we can think, I'm lost in darkness. Imagine, I'm lost in darkness. I'm lost in the darkness of ignorance. Because of this, I hallucinate. I have no idea which way forward. Wherever I go, it looks like I could be. Do I go this way or that way? Am I going into more danger or less danger? I have no idea. Because of my ignorance, I have no idea. Ignorance distorts the mind. We see all kinds of things that aren't there, and we follow all kinds of things that are just really hallucinations of the mind. So how do we get out? If you're lost in darkness, you need somebody to guide you out. You need somebody who knows their way, somebody who knows how you got into this situation and how to release you from the situation. So who's going to get us out of this darkness of ignorance? We don't even know about the darkness of ignorance. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know how to overcome it. We don't know how to. We have this light, apparently, we've just discovered. But we don't know how to find this inner light of wisdom. We don't know anything. Okay, now I'm hearing this, but my question is, how? How am I going to do that? Without a guide, without a spiritual guide, so we can't travel mountain trails without a guide, and we cannot travel spiritual paths without a guide. Without a guide who knows the way out, we're lost. We remain lost. Great danger, going to make our own situation even worse. We need somebody who has accomplished this, who has accomplished this omniscient wisdom and bliss, whose mind experiences only wisdom and bliss, then they can show us. And they can guide us past any obstacles that we might encounter on the way. Here's how you deal with this, and here's how you deal with that. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. Just go this way. Do this meditation, and then I got this problem. Okay, so here's how you do. Can you imagine having somebody who every single step of the way can tell you what to do and what to do next? This is why Atisha said, friends, until you attain enlightenment, the spiritual teacher is indispensable. Therefore, rely upon the Holy Spiritual Guide.